Hello, and welcome to the use case realization call for April 18th, 2022. And in this call, we're going to go over pre-onboarding, onboarding, modeling to support 5G RAN. This is a use case developed in release 4, the Dublin release, with myself, Michaela Bekvola, and Zhu Shang from Ericsson. And I realized there wasn't a recording of this before, couldn't find one, so. Trying to put together a use case major pages, which will help people come on to ONAP. And this is one of the earlier use cases that's still used today. So the idea behind onboarding and design time is that we have a basic phases of onboarding are an onboarding package, an onboarding descriptor, a model, this SDC Cloud Archive repository artifacts, and the actual instance as you create them. So you deliver a package, you perform a pre-onboarding, onboarding, do design time activities, and then runtime. So vendor does the onboarding, some technology specialist or asset manager performs the pre-onboarding steps, a technology specialist and asset manager performs onboarding, and then a service designer operations specialist at the ONAP performs design time activities, and then an operations specialist handles runtime activities. So the XNF package is what's onboarded. We see here, we'll see that later in an example. In the VNF SDK does that validation, and then the resource CSAR package is what gets onboarded. And then during design time, you can use that CSAR package that's up and boarded to create services, and then at runtime, you can instantiate services. So we see here in onboarding and design time, on onboarding package and pre-onboarding, we have a vendor who onboards. These are the sorts of things that are onboarded by the vendor. So there's an NF descriptor, an NF registration, PM dictionary, PM schema, communication files, information artifacts, and configuration files can be part of that onboarding package as well. Here's the Dublin flag because this was mostly developed in release 4 of ONAP a couple of years ago. And then during pre-onboarding activities, the PNF onboarding package is validated, and then during design time is when you actually design a service. And this is showing some of the things that are done when you design a service. You can define the pieces that connect together, the devices that you are wanting to work with, the network functions and those links and its connectivity. And then, of course, in runtime, when it actually identifies and finds those PNF devices and they register, you create PNF instances and instances of services as they need to be created. This is a picture of the pre-onboarding use case overview, where again, I showed the package here. The vendor creates and delivers the PNF package with PNF artifacts. It performs PNF onboarding. The VNF SDK can create or validate PNF onboarding packages. It does PNF onboarding as the package is loaded. PNF pre-onboarding happens with this validation happens in the VNF SDK, where it does this validation, this pre-onboarding work. And then during onboarding in the Service Design and Creation Center, the PNF package is loaded and placed into the SDC catalog. And then that SDC, it creates an internal SDC CSAR package, which is derived from the vendor package onboarding package, and that's distributed out to the various ONAP components, SO, ANA, DCAE, et cetera. And the ONAP real-time components ingest and use that CSAR package. So we see here, these are some of the activities that happened some number of years ago when we first worked this in release 4. The PNF package format mapping and PNF demapping and artifact management. VNF SDK, the work to do that package verification was first introduced, and the package format and package usage, and the PNF modeling for the PNF descriptor mapping to mapping on board the PNFD to platform PNFD mapping, and VNF requirements for package descriptor and artifacts and PNF descriptor and artifacts. So we see here an example of The SDC catalog. So we see here the service design and creation catalog, where it shows a tab showing the deployment artifacts. So you can see what artifacts have been loaded. And these are some of the things that have been loaded in a in an onboarding package. So the PNF package creation delivery piece, we see here, this is again a view of the PNF onboarding package we saw a few slides ago, where there's a descriptor, a task and metadata, a manifest file, and it can include PNF package artifacts, including the VES event registration, the PM dictionary and schema, Ansible playbooks, NetConf Yang model, chef cookbooks, manuals, help files, customer products and test files as informational artifacts, configuration files such as license agreement, resource configuration information, and controller blueprints like velocity templates and Jinja templates. And then the PNF onboarding package are gets augmented with SDC added files such as the UID metadata, Tosca metadata, Tosca descriptor, license model files, and other additional files. And together, those two things come together to produce the come together in a SDC service CSAR package. So it's the basic vendor package augmented by SDC, and that is also a CSAR package that gets distributed out to other components in real time, so in runtime. So we see the SDC internal package here focused on the files that the elements that SDC itself adds. And we see also modeling of the VES events. So these are the various VES, the kinds of different kinds of VES events, the common, the fault VES events, heartbeat, measurement, mobile flow, notification, PNF registration, signaling, state changes, syslogs, threshold crossing alerts, and voice quality. So we see here in the SDC validation piece, etc sol 004 defines this validation for metadata file in the PNF package, and some new entries were added there. The VNF check to check the PNF keywords in the main service template manifest file can be validated as well. So these are validation checkpoints. And VNF SDK checks that the files defined in the manifest file actually exist where they've been specified in the manifest file. License check files is can be checked, and the certificate file check is also performed. So in the actual flow of this, we see that VNF SDK, that this PNF CSAR package with the vendor imported package is pulled into the SDC design studio, and the vendor imported package is stored into the SDC catalog. And then the PNF registration event occurs, and the PM dictionary can be pulled in. In the deployment studio, it can look through the SDC service CSAR package that's been onboarded. So these are some extra views of what it looks like. So we'll see this later in a few slides down later, where you have this onboarded package, the SDC internal CSAR PNF package, and then what gets exported out to other components. So we see here an example of what a CSAR file looks like. We see the if we blow up a PNF onboarding package, we see at the root file at the highest level, there's a Tosca metadata, the definitions, the artifacts, and the manifest service template. And we can see here in this manifest, it describes things like the product name, provider, release date, version, and things like that. a definition service YAML. The Tosca metadata we see here, like the meta version, the CSAR version, who's created by entry definitions, manifests, and so forth. And then the actual artifacts is a structure of directories where it can have images, deployments, scripts, tests, configuration, Yang modules, measurements, and events, and other artifacts that are to be onboarded. And again, remember, this is release 4, so we're now in release 10, so quite a number of releases later, some of these things have been implemented. so we see here, also the note here, if something is in blue, these are requested by sol 004, and something is black is an example. And you could structure it slightly differently, but these are pretty common structure directories we expect. So for example, like the VES events and the PM measurement YAML. These are things that we would expect to have. So we have here a manifest file example, where in the metadata we have the product name, the provider ID, the package version, a release date and time, and non-Mano artifact sets. And we see that these correspond to things that describe, what's in the events. So we would expect we would expect an events file which describes the events that this thing supports and what directory you can find them in, the measurements that it supports, and where you can find the PM dictionary, the Yang modules, and where those are, and so forth. In this file, in this slide, we see the VNF SDK, some of the validation that can be done. So VNF checks the PNF keywords in the main service template manifest file, and the new tags are the product name, provider ID, version, date, and time. And so it can check for these keywords that they have some reasonable settings in them. Okay, so same again, the VNF SDK can check these Tosca meta versions, CSAR version, and so forth that are created by, and check for consistency. So we see here the SDC service CSAR package, the things that it's pulled into the, again, remember we put the vendor onboards a CSAR package, and then SDC creates a service CSAR package, sort of an internal CSAR package that reflects what's in the vendor package and has additional things added to it by SDC itself. So we see here a picture of where you've onboarded the package, and then SDC adds some new things as well, as we've seen so on the higher level diagrams here. This is a view of a picture where we have the SDC catalog, the service CSAR file that's generated from VSP, and then a resource service file for the PNF that's onboarded by SDC. And you can see these differences that the service CSAR package is going to distribute to the other ONAP runtime components. Okay, so now let's talk about the onboarding process. Again, remember the pre-onboarding does a lot of this validation work, and then the actual onboarding process where we take the package that we saw before and it gets pulled into the SDC catalog. So the vendor package gets pulled in as we walk through, gets pulled into the SDC catalog. And then there are some steps that happen. So the VNF SDK does this validation stuff, onboarding design time. It pulls the it pulls this package in, and the Volte workflow and VCPE workflows can be created and activated with the appropriate heat templates for onboarding for the onboarding work. We see here the vendor PNF CSAR packages gets pulled in and validated by VNF SDK. And then the VNF Sol 001 based XNF packages that get pulled in into the Service Design Center catalog, SDC design catalog. And then the heat templates can tell you how to deploy stuff and some of the ways that you'd want to deploy. And then in design time and SDC, there's design time activity that happens where, again, SDC is where you design services, and then of course the services you can specify the sorts of resources that you expect, the sort of XNFs that you expect to work with those services, and then you'll find the appropriate packages for those. This is from Etsy, a diagram of the so stage two work. So the Etsy NFV IFA type requirements define some of the requirements, which define various aspects of packaging, the descriptor files, and so forth. So here's a PNF descriptor from Etsy 001, which describes this PNFD service template, which shows the PNFs and what they depend on, and how they're linked together, and how things are kind of plumbed together in capabilities and requirements. And in design time, the PNFD and ONAP onboarding model shows that descriptor, where you can map it to, it's got a map to basically relevant components in the things that you would expect for a 5G service. So those different functions and how they are plumbed together, and those components and devices that are composed of connection points and associated to virtual links. In the actual design time, there's lots of different functions within SDC, the design policy designer, that can add policies to a package, a workflow studio, which can add workflows, clamps designer, which can add control loops, the service designer, which defines services, and the DCA design studio, which can define templates. All these come together to define a service, and and that service is distributed in a SDC service CSAR to the other runtime components. And within these, of course, they're going to be pulling the specific XNF packages that got onboarded, as shown before. So this is an example of what's expected to be, say, a 5G service, really any service. We're illustrating a 5G service. So a 5G service, you'd expect to have VNFs, PNFs, and ANFs, a lot of network functions. And again, we saw with these various design things, like here, the policy designer, the workflow studio, and so forth, you can add policies, templates, and blueprints, and then the appropriate deployment artifacts, templates, connection points, and virtual links, and then informational artifacts provided from the vendor. So this is some of the network functions that would come together in a 5G service. You can specify what network functions are going, you would expect to want to connect with in a 5G service. We see here where we have RAN network elements, a DU connects to a CU, and you can define in your actual network the sort of elements that need to come together. And then, of course, the various core networks like the UPF and AMF. There's a few VNF requirements as well, which are, again, this is quite a number of releases ago, so I think I'll skip this. And that's it. So I hope this gives you a better sense of the actual onboarding activities, and you can follow them through the various other major use case files, and be sure to check out the enclosed. You'll be able to download these slides too from where you got this presentation from, this video recording from. Okay, thank you.